Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Flair Writing Industries Limited Q3 9 months FY24 earnings conference call. On the call, we have Mr. Vimalchand Rathod, Managing Director, Mr. Mohit Rathod, Whole-time Director, Mr. Sumit Rathod, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Mayur Gala, Chief Financial Officer. Short disclaimer before we start this call. This call will contain some forward-looking statements which are completely based upon the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and will involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vimalchand Rathod, Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to express my gratitude to all the participants who have joined the call today. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through our investor presentation and press release that we have uploaded on the exchanges and on the company's website. Quarter three was two-faced for the company. There, while we faced challenges on the OEM front, we had rather encouraging results from our own brands. Let me first share some operational highlights and achievements for the quarter gone by before throwing some lights on our OEM situation. For 9 months FY24, revenue from our own brands still witnesses growth in both domestic and export market. Growth was pronounced on the domestic market, experiencing double digit. For both those markets, the growth was fueled by the rise in volume. Majority of our brands have been growing in double digit, and with how they're experiencing very high growth. Quarter 3 FY24 turned out well for Hauser and Pierre Cardin brands, as consumers turned to us for gifting and combo products in what was delayed festive season. Continuous innovation, category expansion, and deepening are the essence of our industry to stand out for the customer. In this quarter, we introduced 30 new products across different brands during the quarter. Year to year, we had 804 products in our portfolio. This marks the biggest portfolio increase we have undertaken since 2021, having introduced more than 100 products in 9 months FY24. We continue to focus on distribution-led growth and expanding touch points to reach our consumer more efficiently and be more accessible to the market. This has also translated into volume growth for our products as discussed earlier. To this effect, we witnessed our distribution base by adding 11 super stockists in Q3 FY24. Total count now stand at 156 super stockists. Conscious promotional marketing and sales efforts have helped us become the recognizable brand in the industry. We strengthened our sales and marketing team with 36 new faces added to the previous headcount of 906. The revised strength now stands at 942 people. However, the OEM and export segment were affected by macroeconomic pressure faced by our OEM partners in economies of US and Europe, combined with uncertainties brought by the Red Sea crisis. This was indirectly passed on to us in the form of our lower demand, ultimately affecting our production, volumes, and operations. However, we are of the firm belief that this situation is transient and short-term and in nature, and core demand of our recovery grow in the near future. Already we have seen volume decrease in OEM and export. Export to be partially offset by the value gain. We have thus embarked on our planned expansion as evidenced by growth in our stockists and SEM sales team. When the tide turns in our favor, we will be able to enter some degree of operational or leverage, improving our bottom line. Coming to our steel bottle segment, we have decided to seize the demand opportunity of steel bottles in domestic market and are working on introducing our products via modern trade. We have also applied for BIS license for our products and are expecting it shortly. Praise is particularly well positioned for success of this segment, and due to our in-house manufacturing and designing capabilities, we have considerably increased our offerings since inception of this segment, and also have multiple designs in pipelines to ready to be launched on the steel bottles. Creative segment continues to be a high-performing one, and we have three distinct strategies to ensure it remain on our path for the fast growth. First is general field creatives in our existing distribution network. Second is portfolio consolidation and deepening out to be able to provide a more comprehensive product basket in our distributors. Third, in-house manufacturing and backward integration of such products which has been tested and accepted in the market. Our outlook continues to remain positive for our future, heavily supported by our faster growth in creative and steel bottle segments, while pens remain our steady growth footings. Our efforts towards premiumization have borne fruits, as we have seen a consistent and definite growth in our price realization. We will continue to maintain our efforts towards this goal. Exploring new partnerships, export horizons, categories, price segments, and consistent evaluation in portfolio will help us capture new market share while remaining our existing share in the writing and creative industry. I will now hand over to Mr. Mayur Gala, our CFO, to discuss the financial performance. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, everybody. Moving to the consolidated performance of the company for quarter 3 FY24, revenue from operations for the quarter 3 was at 224.9 crore, down by 3% on year-on-year basis. Gross profit for the quarter was 117.3 crore, an increase of 0.1% on year-on-year basis, which is led by gross profit margin expansion of 161 dips to 52.1 percentage points. Improvement in gross profit can be attributable to the decrease in input cost. EBITDA for the quarter 3 FY24 was 34.5 crore, with a decrease of 34.9 on year-on-year basis. EBITDA margin was at 15.4 percentage points. The decline in EBITDA was due to rise in employee cost as we expanded our team, which was discussed by Mr. Vimalji, our MD, earlier. Freight cost was adversely affected due to the ongoing Red Sea crisis. We accelerated spend on advertisement and distribution. Thus, these two resulted in higher other expenses for the quarter. Profit after tax for the quarter was 19 crores, a decrease of 42.9% on year-on-year basis. Net margin for quarter 3 was at 8.4%. We fulfilled one of our objects of the issue, namely prepayment in the part or full of certain borrowings availed by the company and its subsidiaries. The final cost decreased quarter-on-quarter to this effect. Depreciation was higher on account of new assets being put to use. Now coming on the 9 months performance, revenue from operations was at 728.6 crore, registering an increase of 6.8% year-on-year basis. Gross profit came at 368.1 crore, up 16.8 percentage points year-on-year basis, with a margin of 50.5%. The company saw a margin expansion of 432 bps. EBITDA grew by 8.2% year-on-year and was 140.7 crore with an EBITDA margin of 19.3%. Profit after tax increased by 0.4% year-on-year basis to 84.3 crores with a PAT margin of 11.6%. Now I request the moderator to open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi sir. Good afternoon. So, so far, sir, how has the market been since Jan for quarter four? What new strategies are you adopting for growth acceleration in all the categories? If you could answer that first.
So overall, as you know, that Q4 is always better than Q3, and even historically, if you see, that has always been a stronger quarter as compared to Q3. So going forward, even for this quarter, we are expecting it to be better than Q3. Breaking your question down to specifically what continuous measures we are doing, so we continue to keep be positive and introduce more and new models in the creative as well as the flair segment. Even if you see recently, the growth, brand-wise growth in our particular domestic market has been tremendous. Overall, even if I talk about the 9 months, overall growth, we have grown domestically in our brands by 16%. So we continue to focus on our brand penetration in this particular quarter as well, and also going forward in the 24. We have also launched the steel bottle, prior to 24, and we have just starting to test the market in the domestic front for that front as well.
Hello.
I think the line from Rahil, sir.
Yes, are you there online? Yes.
Okay.
So the challenges you faced on the OEM front, do you expect them to fade away in this quarter or next year?
So I think going forward, as you know, especially the U.S. economy or the Red Sea crisis, I think major impact or the better impact will majorly come in the 24 year as well, calendar year.
Okay, and lastly, any outlook or guidance for next year, revenue and margins, expectations or targets for the overall business?
See, the guidance for the 24 will be given once our year ended on 24, March 24 happens.
Okay, thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Prathamesh from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I'm audible.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So, wanted to check the 9 month revenue mix. If we were to break it down, basis pens, creatives, and bottles. Please break it down. And generally, what is the gross margin that we make across these three products in the domestic markets?
See, if I break it down on the revenue contribution wise, flair contributes roughly 40% of the total revenue. Creative contributes to 15%, Hauser at 25%, PC at 6%, and rest is by the OEM.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about steel bottles as of now?
So steel bottles, we have just recently started in this particular month. So the main revenue for the steel bottle will majorly have a greater impact in the 24-25.
Okay. My follow-up question was with regards to the gross margins. What gross margins do we really make across, let's say, different categories? The main which you mentioned as a part of revenue across creative spends, and what is the expected gross margin in steel bottles?
See, in terms of the gross margin for writing instrument category and creative, we are in line with what we expected. And at present, we are at 50% gross margin. Coming on the steel bottle gross margin, we anticipate a gross margin of roughly 30-35 percentage points once the full capacity is utilized.
Okay. And wouldn't creatives be a better gross margin product than pens, though? You club them together, but wouldn't creatives be a better gross margin product?
See, ideally, creative and writing instrument both are at similar margins.
Okay.
A couple of plus or minus depends on product to product and category of the product.
Okay. That's all from my side as of now.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Disha from Carnelian Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Am I audible?
Yes.
Just, sir, I wanted to know that what kind of volume growth, like you mentioned, that in the domestic we've seen about 16%. So what growth have we seen in creative, and also what kind of decline have we witnessed in the OEM? Because if we see that we've overall seen a 3% decline in the top line. So I just want to understand where has the weakness really come from? That would be the first question.
Overall, if you say brand-wise in the domestic market, Flair has grown by 9%, creative has grown by 8%, and Hauser has been the leader with a continuous growth of around 32%. So this more or less has been the mix so far. And looking at these numbers, even for Q4, we are very positive that our brand growth will come across, and our concentration on our brand has been an indicator in the coming year as well.
So what has really led to the decline? So has there been a deceleration in the value growth, or how the OEM, how has it, like it was 20% of 20% has been export, which has come down to 15%. So where do we see this settling down, and where do we see the demand pickup happening from exports?
Overall, as a segment, we'll go back to 80-20 as a percentage, if you even see the ratio. I think going forward, this is where our concentration is. So even overall, as you see, not only in the domestic but even in the export market, our brand sale has increased. The major decline which has happened is more in line, like we explained earlier also, is more in line with the OEM business as compared to our own brand. Export dip, as we all see, is a temporary dip because of global crisis that we are facing.
Right. And sir, like you mentioned, there has been an increase in ad expenses and also an increase in freight costs due to the Red Sea. So could you just call out the numbers that how much has been our increase in ad spend, and how much is it supposed to be going forward, and also the freight costs which we have incurred this quarter, which hopefully would not be there next quarter, and where do we see this reversing?
See, in terms of the ad and marketing expense, we have done an additional spend of roughly 6-7 crore, which we may not see in the quarter four of FY24.
Okay.
Yeah. The rest of the question, actually, I was not able to hear clearly. Can you just repeat the other part of the question, please?
The other part of the question was with the freight cost, extra freight cost that we have incurred due to the Red Sea crisis. So how much has that been, and would we see the similar amount in Q4, or would that not be there in Q4 and next year?
Yeah. The total amount in terms of the increase in the freight cost amounts to 2 crore. But Q4, we may not be able to give guidance at this point of time. Yeah, it is still going on.
Okay. And for Q4 also, sir, are we seeing demand sluggishness from export, from the OEM partners, or do we see some green shoots and some growth is expected in Q4?
So the growth will definitely be there in our own brands. But overall, as time comes, action in the even in the OEM segment will become better. So even if you see, because of this current Red Sea crisis or even the U.S. economy, it was mutually decided that the order book will gradually get shifted to 2024. And currently, they are concentrating on trade. And also, you know, to take care of the high freight cost which is currently going on in the market.
Okay. And so like you mentioned, steel bottles would, you know, contribute mainly in FY25. So how much capacity utilization can we expect in FY25? And also, you know, the new products that we have launched. I saw that even the presentation, some new those insulated cups and all have been introduced. So currently we are manufacturing in-house, or is it third party, and how has the response been?
So we have just launched in the domestic market, and it's just been, you know, one or two customers that we have launched with. Production is from the domestic in-house products that we have launched in the... Positive definitely has been positive, but going forward we have in pipeline 6 to 7 new products which we will be launching in the, you know, time to come. So that a major impact like we mentioned in 24-25.
Okay, and those will be from our own production line? From the
completely our own production line.
Okay, so by so is it fair to assume that all the three lines will be up and running in FY25?
So yeah, it will be a gradual input that will happen in the three lines. But yeah, our target still remain intact that we want all three lines to be fully functional in the coming year.
Okay, and the demand from the OEM customer for the steel bottle, is that intact, or are we seeing any, you know, because that is a dedicated line?
No, in fact, we are still very positive of this particular segment and this particular market, not only for the domestic, also for the export market. And so we continue that expectation in the coming time, and it's just that there's been, it's newly launched, so I think more and more effect in the market will be seen in the month.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Shraddha Kapadia from Share India. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Can you
just
be a little bit louder, please?
Hello, this is
Michael.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking my question. So basically, can you please let us know exactly how much amount of debt has been repaid?
See, we have total repayment of 46 crores in term loan. And we have recouped the CC account with 44 CR. This has happened in the last quarter of FY24. Total reduction is at 87 CR.
Okay. Also, I just wanted to know whether do we retain our CAPEX guidance, or is there any change from the last quarter?
See, there is no change in the CAPEX guidance. We are actually planning, as per the plan, we are incurring the CAPEX.
Okay. Not more additional CAPEX has been planned. So you had given guidance for FY till FY25. So that is what we are maintaining, right?
Yes.
So we are still concentrating on our process of increasing our in-house production capacity for the creative line. So we continue to do so. And also the standard improvement and increase in the production of the models that we'll be doing also in the writing instrument category. That plan is still intact.
Okay. Thank you so much. That is it from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Jatin Manuja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, so this is Neha here from Nuvama. Just a couple of questions from my end. As you mentioned, there has been significant growth on the exports front. I just wanted to understand, we've seen, I think, 8 to 9% growth only on the creative side. Earlier, this was a segment where we were targeting 25-30% growth at least. And this is not the segment which is targeted towards exports. So what's the thing which is missing on the creative side?
See, 8% growth is on the volume front, and if you take on the revenue front, it is at 16% to 17%.
Still slightly lower compared to what we were earlier targeting.
See, we have targeted in the range of 16-17% only as such.
For this year?
Yeah.
And what's your outlook on the coming 2 to 3 years?
We will be making the
side value growth.
We are still targeting to maintain, our target, and that's the reason we are also planning to have more input into the production facility. So our targets are still intact, as we say.
Which is around 16% to 18%.
Yes.
And what would be the similar growth on the value-wise on the pen side?
Basically, if we look at the in the pen and the writing instrument segment, we plan to retain a growth of 14% to 15% YOY basis.
Even content premiumization that we have always focused on, even if you see the current numbers, mentioned earlier, our per piece revenue count has increased from, if you see the 9-month number, from 5.2 to 5.5.
Understood. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Meg Shah from Prosperous Tree. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, my first question is, the company has a 3 operating segment, pen, creative and steel bottles division. And the pen is the largest contributor of the total revenue, which is growing average. The industry itself is growing by 5% to 7%. I think our growth may be higher than the 5% to 7%. But to register overall double-digit growth for the company, the other 2 segments must have registered or generated the higher double-digit growth. Is it possible for the company to register the double-digit growth?
So like mentioned, the steel bottle line we have just launched in the market, but going forward we are expecting it to give up a healthy contribution to the overall turnover. And when we say about creative growth percentage was around 16%. So it is still in the double digit that we had targeted for.
Yeah, but the largest contributor is the pen segment. I think it is growing below double digits. Below 10%. So overall, the company has to grow. Suppose company has to grow by 10%, then other segment must have grown by the higher double digit growth. And creative is definitely growing at the 16%. So can the bottle division also match that growth rate?
So yeah, because the business for the steel bottle industry, because we'll be starting at the base, so definitely in the beginning we are expecting it to be in a double digit growth pattern. Which, because we have recently launched, that effect will majorly come in the 24 calendar year.
But in FY, say for the FY 25, can the company register? Do you think that reasonably can we have a 10% growth rate for the next 2-3 years?
Yes, because this category itself is growing drastically in the domestic market. And also the expectation of these particular models even in the export market is growing. So we are very positive, and we still think that it will register a continuous double digit in the coming years.
So for the steel bottle, we are targeting the domestic market rather than the export market. Is it correct?
Yes, domestic market. So we are targeting both the markets. Domestic market itself is a very big market for this particular segment, as you know. But even in the export front, because currently there is only one country which is supplying globally. So India has a very large prospect to even become a second supplier to the global market as well.
Okay, sir. And sir, my second question is that in the quarter 3, our GP margin is improved substantially, but the GP is down because the revenue was degrow. So at the same time, the other expenses were up. In that case, suppose our expenses are increased without corresponding increase in the revenue, should we consider the increase in the expense as a fixed cost, or is it a variable, or it's a one-time expense?
See, as I mentioned previously also, there was a ad and marketing spend which was over and above the normal budget. It was in the range of 6 crores, which we may not see in the quarter 4. Second, increase in other expenses due to the freight cost, which was also mentioned earlier also. So once everything stabilizes, this type of extraordinary cost won't be affecting the quarter 4. Second cost which has actually affected is the employee cost, because as you are aware, we are on our growth trajectory, and we have normally hired the employee as per our plan. Like, for example, in the case of the sales employee also, we have additionally hired 35 employees also.
So headcount has increased during the quarter three, and that's why employee cost has increased. Is it correct? Hello? Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Sir, headcount has increased during the quarter three. Is it correct?
Headcount of in the sales employee has increased by 36 employees.
Okay, sir. Sir, and in that in connection to the advertising spend, sir, do we really require the celebrity endorsement of the celebrity for the mass segment?
So,
it is only for the premium segment product.
So, see, the endorsement with celebrity definitely helps because it makes our brand stand out in the clutter in the domestic market. So, it definitely helps, and which we have seen a good revenue growth in for our brands in domestic, be it Hauser or Flair. So, it definitely helps the celebrity endorsement.
Okay, okay. And sir, just you said that the 36 employees has increased. So we have a three major product, Flair, Hauser and Pierre Cardin. So for each segment, there is a different person is adding that segment, or the only one person is adding the everything?
No, so we have area-wise, sales team. So maybe in the interior we have common, but the mostly all the cities we have a separate sales team.
And how they coordinate?
It's all managed by the head office and the managers state-wise. And we have an app. So through that they book all the orders, and so we get every day we get the real-time data.
And sir, just sir, last question if possible. Sir, just we have received the 2-3 notice from the GST department. So how much liability will raise by that notice?
We do not expect any major liability. The difference is due to the GST returns filed by our customers and our suppliers, and it has been reconciled with the department. So we do not see any major impact coming from the GST notices which have been uploaded.
But have you made any provision for the GST payment?
No, as per the guidance received from our legal counsel, we are not making any provision on these notices.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much, sir. That's all from the my side, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mashit Ahmed from Smart Sense Investment Advisors Services. Please go ahead.
Sir, am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. So, my first question that I have is, I just wanted to know, you're selling 10 rupee pen, so that contributes around 75% of the total sales. I'm not wrong. So, if you can give me the verification of your product sales, and can you give the cost bifurcation of how much you sell 10 rupees? And you are also talking about operating leverage playing out in the future. How would that be impacting that detailing on that?
So when we talk about the price segment wise sales, the contribution remains mass versus premium, and we are at 49% and 51%. 49% is premium and mid-premium, and 51% is the mass.
Okay. So, what is the update on Zeus brand?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Majid, sir, can you speak loudly? Your voice is not audible clearly.
Now, am I audible now?
Yes, yes.
Yes, sir. So, what's the current update on Zeus brand? What is the revenue, and how are you planning to position this brand?
Yeah. So, Zeus, the brand revenue is very, very small. Going forward, we are introducing 7 new models in next. So after that, we would be having a separate sales for Zeus. So currently, there are only 2 models in Zeus, But going forward, we are introducing 7 new models. So, which will add revenue also.
Okay. So, my last question is, can you give your updates on your working capital cycle, your inventory days, debtor days, and that one, regarding that, yeah.
See, the debtors number of days outstanding is 64 days.
Clear.
Yeah, and in case of inventory, it is in the range of 77 to 80 days.
Hmm.
And in terms of the trade payable on the sales basis, it is in the range of 23 days.
Hmm.
Cycle is somewhere in the range of 120 to 130 days.
Okay. So, any plan to reduce those days going forward? Anything that you have planned?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Prathamesh Dhake from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Hi. So my question is, for our three major categories, let's say pens, creatives, and bottles, what growth guidance would you give across both for the next year? What growth guidance would you give across both domestic as well as exports markets? I know steel bottles is not in exports, so we can skip that. But for the other two, what would be your growth guidance?
So, firstly, steel will be contributing both from the domestic as well as the export market. With the OEM category that we're looking at in the export
market. Okay, yeah.
And overall, if you see, of course, we are still very confident that we will be, doing the number that we are targeting, and almost still targeting double-digit growth in the coming year, especially in the calendar year of 2024-25.
So, but then, if you were to break it down between categories across markets, what would these numbers look like?
So we are still going to concentrate in 80-20 ratio, and of course going forward still our concentration continues to be at premiumization as well as focusing and penetrating more in our own brands, for which we have already seen continued success in the coming years. And even if you see our 9-month number, our brand has grown in double digits. So we continue to focus that in the coming calendar year as well. So ratio of export and domestic still remain to be
80-20. Yes, sir. I was asking in domestics, what would be your expected growth target for pens, creatives, and steel bottles in FY25?
So, as you know, steel bottle we have just started in the domestic market. This was more or less the first month where we have just started with a few customers. So, of course, that will definitely be in double digit because the base level. When you talk about the creative and the writing instrument category, definitely we are targeting, we are targeting to focus more of getting into the manufacturing of the creative range because our focus of penetrating that particular segment in the domestic market is high. Even for the writing instrument, we are still very aggressive and bullish to go into the double digits growth for the domestic market as well.
Okay, understood. My next question was, let's say our steel bottle is 4,000 crore odd market, how much percentage of it would be serviced by imports?
So currently, if you see just prior to the BIS restriction that the government has levied in India, it was almost 90 to 95% of the sales were happening from the import category only. So that's the reason now with the BIS and other rules in place by the Indian government, the domestic market will definitely benefit from the manufacturing base that we have in India as well.
Understood. And my last question was, let's say in our writing instrument, our IP mentions that it is going to grow by 7-8% in terms of value. How much of it would be a function of volume and how much of it would be a function of price?
See, normally it's almost 50-50 in terms of the volume and value both, because a 4-5% growth comes from the volume and the balance comes from the value growth in terms of the realization of the practice. In our case also, in FY24 9 months, we have increased our average realization price by 5%.
Okay. I understand. That's all from my side.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ajay Prabhatani from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just have one question. In the PPP, you have mentioned that some of the debt has been repaid. So I just wanted to know if you could quantify the number and the nature of the borrowing.
See, we have repaid total 87 crores, out of which 43 crores is towards the repayment of the term loan, and 44 crores is towards the incremental working capital repaid to the banks.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Saloni Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So you mentioned that we are exploring new export markets. So can you please throw some light on the same? Also, is our distribution strategy different in the export market as compared to the domestic one?
So definitely in export, we always keep on looking for new market segments, and especially for a lot of countries where we are trying to focus and penetrating our own brand. So that is why we keep on looking for new markets and new customer base. So even if you see, even for the steel bottle or even for the export overall, we are exploring to get into certain, you know, European as well as the Middle Eastern market for these particular category, because it's a new, you know, product segment from our Flair House.
Okay, sir. So, and my second question is, sir, you have added new stockists. So can you give a sense of where have these been added, since our touch points for villages and cities remain unchanged around 2,400? So geography-wise, and also, could you just give me, could you just throw some light on the same?
Yeah. So when we talk about the new current set of super stockists that we have added in the current year, it's mainly in east and west, and north and south remains the same number of super stockists. We haven't added any new.
Okay, sir. And sir, would it be fair to assume that the strategy will be to deepen the sales distribution rather than expanding to new places?
Yeah. See, in domestic, it's very, very clear to be focused on our own brands. And in fact, the traction for our own brand is very, very positive. And we hope that, you know, this will continue in the coming years as well.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Neeraj Amtekar from Prospect Tree. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Ha, sir. What is the revenue composition of mass product, mid-premium, and premium segment for 9 months and for Q3?
You know, we said earlier also, the mass versus premium and mid premium is about 49% versus 51%. 49% is mass, premium and mid premium, and 51% is mass.
Okay, and revenue composition between export and domestic, 9 months and for Q3?
Yeah, it's 85 and 15. 85 is domestic and 15% is export.
For 9 months?
For 9 months, yes.
And for Q3?
Q3 is also in the range of 11 and 89%. 11% being the export and 89% being the domestic market.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Chinmay Khandre from Canara HSBC Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So my question is on steel water. So basically for this year, roughly 40-50 odd crore top line was expected, and maybe next year at least double of that. So, but the sense, looking at the numbers, maybe we are falling short of these expectations. So, if you could help us understand that.
Are you asking about the steel bottle business?
Yeah, steel bottles.
So steel bottle business, as you know, one of our major OEM customer, because of the Red Sea crisis, we have mutually decided to shift that particular sales in the 2024 calendar year. So going forward, that number is still intact from the export business. And on the domestic front, we have just launched in the domestic market, so the base is still getting started. Modern trade is the category where we have started currently. So going forward, I think in the coming months, and especially in the calendar year 2024, this will have a significant impact in the overall turnover, as you expect.
So,
This modern trade, we are also in the process of setting up the distribution channel. So what we were earlier planning to do in 2024-25 calendar year, we have preponed it by a quarter, and we have already started the works on the field.
So for FY 2025, steel bottles should be 100 crore plus revenue broadly. That would be right assumption or?
So overall, the target and the overall, we are very bullish about this segment from the manufacturing base and the domestic as well as the export front. So we are still expecting it to be a very good contributor in the overall turnover in the coming years. So specific number, we are not able to share with you, but we are very bullish about the segment.
Okay. And for domestic, we got all the approvals, right? The product is approved by BIS, and so there's no, all the approvals are in place.
So for the factory, yes, all the approvals are in place. From the BIS certification point of view, the things are in process. So in a matter of time, those things will also be in place.
Okay. So today, what kind of export opportunity because of the Red Sea issue and the issues you highlighted with respect to export for steel bottles? So what kind of quarterly revenues are we losing out or is getting delayed rather?
So if you see, the freight cost itself has almost doubled in certain cases, and also the transit period has also increased and doubled when compared to a lot of other countries. So this is having a major impact in the export market, especially in the OEM category. And because of the high risk, all the customers have transitioned that and keeping it stable for currently, and then diverting those particular sales in the 2024-25 calendar year.
So our CY 2024 sales, they have started, which got shifted from previous year or once this, there is some normalization in terms of freight cost and the transit time, then the exports would kind of revive or restart rather.
Once it stabilizes, the total shipping time and the freight cost will come down to a reasonable number. Then we'll continue to go back to the original what we have always been doing on 20% of our overall sales coming from the export.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Deepak Malik from Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So my first is I want to request the management that they should provide the segment-wise breakup in the presentation. It's very difficult to understand the business otherwise. Yeah.
We'll consider that, top view. Maybe consider that.
Yeah. So now when I look at your breakup, which you have provided, that OEM versus the brand mix. So it says that last year it was 14% OEM contribution, which has come down to 11%. When I put into the numbers, that means this quarter it has done 25 crores vis-a-vis 33 crores last year. That means 24% decline. And when I see the rest of the brand sales, which comes to 200 crores last year and 200 crores this year, which means that is flat. So can you please provide the breakup of these brand sales, like how much Flair has done and how much Creative has done and how much Hauser has done? And also, if you can, earlier you said that there was a volume growth, there was a value growth. But when I see overall brand sales, it is actually flat year on year in this quarter.
See, in volume terms, it is a flat if you take the 9 months FY24.
I'm talking about the quarter three right now.
Yeah. See, quarter three, there has been dip in the volume also to the extent of 3 percentage points. 3% is in the revenue and 6% is in the volume terms.
So if you can provide, sir, clearly in terms of how much Flair has declined this quarter, how much Creative has declined in this quarter, and how much Hauser and how much Pierre Cardin has declined in this quarter?
Basically all this data, if you want to have a brand-wise combined, I can provide the data for the brand-wise combined. Brand-wise, we have grown by 3% in volume in our own brands in export and domestic market. And as far as our revenue from operations is concerned in our own brands, we are at 200 crores. But individual breakup, I am not able to provide immediately.
So is it correct to say that it has remained flat year on year, your brand-wise sale?
Pardon?
Your brand-wise sale has remained flat year on year in this quarter?
No. See, the basic reason for brand-wise sales being flat is the export market. If you take the domestic market, we have grown by 5% in the domestic market. But there has been dip in the export market, which is actually taking the flat for the quarter three on overall basis in our own brand.
So that means exports have declined. So how much is the export portion in the brand market?
The export portion, if you look, it is in the range of roughly 12 to 12% in own brand of the total brand-wise sales.
So how much exports have declined?
Export has declined by 27% in our own brands.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the reason for slow growth of just 5% in the domestic market in the brand?
If you look at the average selling price, we have roughly increased our average selling price by 5 percentage points. If the domestic competition and intensity of the market as such, we were not in the range of the cutting of the prices or something like that. That's why we maintained a steady growth of 5% in our domestic market, keeping our overall premiumization strategy intact.
So volume growth was nil this quarter?
Yes, volume growth was nil in this quarter, yeah.
And that is the reason we have gone for this 6 to 7 crores of volume on the marketing part.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. See, volume growth, there was a 3% increase in the volume growth, but overall revenue was flat in this quarter.
No, sir. I'm talking about the domestic branded market, domestic brand sales, which you said 5% growth in the value terms. Now, what is this price growth and what is the volume growth in that?
If you take the 5% growth in the domestic market, it has particularly come from the domestic revenue, 5% growth in terms of volume and 5% in terms of the value.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Just again, let me rephrase it. You said there is a value growth of 5% in domestic and export has declined by 27% in the brand, right? Mm-hmm. Now, when there is a 5% value growth, then volume as well as price both cannot increase by 5%.
See,
if you can break up this 5% into two.
Volume both has increased by 5%, so that means my average realization has increased on a flat basis basically.
Yes, sir. So I am just saying if you can break up the 5% value growth in terms of value, volume and price, how much price have you taken increase in this quarter?
You can separately provide the data to you.
Okay. Now, sir, in terms of the guidance, you earlier said that 1150 crores kind of top line growth and around 19 to 21% margin in this year and around 135 to 140 crores of PAT for FY24. Now, it looks like that revenue will not cross 1,000 crores in this quarter, in FY24. Is that the right assumption?
See, we cannot disclose on the specific numbers as such. Yeah, because of the regulatory requirements.
But what is the guidance for FY24 now?
FY24, we are still positive, and we expect that in the calendar year of 24, once the export bounces back, and the tea bottle range will, you know, penetrate more in the domestic market and even the export market, those we are still very positive and bullish about that, those particular segments.
But are we maintaining our guidance, earlier guidance which we've given?
Yes. So we are still targeting the same you know, percentage growth that we are expecting. So going forward, once this particular year closes, we will be concentrating and we'll be able to be in a better position to give you a better and more clear guidance.
No, sir, I'm not asking about FY25. I'm asking about FY24, where there is only 1.5 months left. I'm asking about FY24 guidance, which you earlier given, also given on the TV. So there, I'm asking
able to give you a clear, definite number to it. But we are
I'm not asking about the number.
Like we mentioned, Q3 compared to Q3, Q4 is always better, and we still continue to, you know, target the Q4 numbers as targeted. So compared to Q3, our numbers will be better. So going forward, we are looking at a positive.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to the Mr. Vimalchand Rathod for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone, for taking some time out of your day to participate in this call. In case of any queries, reach out to our investor relations officers, advisors, Oriental Capital. We wish you all the best and hope to interact with you in the coming quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Flair Writing Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.